This will be a seated meditation, mindfulness of breathing. Much can be said about the posture, but for this short meditation, just to note that we want to find a way to be stable with the body upright and open. If it's comfortable to sit cross-legged on the floor, to prop up the buttocks a little bit, tilting the hips down a little to open the chest, and a similar feeling of sitting on a chair, to sit forward on the chair a little bit, or a pillow behind the low back, with a sense of gently extending the spine without straining, feeling the spine all the way up into the neck, letting the chest open a little bit as the shoulders just gently drop down and back. And so establishing this sort of noble, upright posture. And as we establish it, we're transitioning into stillness. So much of the time we're living in a sort of reactive, responsive state. And this seated mindfulness meditation helps us to stabilize, to stop, to just practice the possibility of not reacting for these minutes, not reacting so much to thoughts, to the things we need to do, to our worries of the day, to just have a time that's just for us, just to sit, just to breathe, just to be present in this moment, in what's happening right now. So as we start to feel the body stabilizing, settling, as we gently hold it still, let's turn our attention to the breathing. Noticing the sensation in the body of breathing. Wherever that is evident right now, in the chest, in the nostrils and nasal passages, in the belly. Feeling the breathing. These mindfulness meditations don't have any particular outcome. Sometimes doing these practices may help us to feel a little calmer. And other times they just put us in touch with agitation or anxiety or whatever is occurring in the mind and body. And that's fine. Our goal here is just to take a time to be still and aware of what's happening now. And the breath is our companion, our steady companion. as we start to reacquaint ourselves with this companion, with the breathing, we may notice that the mind wanders off into thoughts of the past or the future, or the attention of mind may be drawn to strong sensations in the body, pains, aches, tensions. And when that happens, to see if we can just gently escort the mind back to the breathing with a minimum of extra commentary or concern, for this is just the natural process of mind, not a failure in our ability to meditate. In a way, the meditation itself is bringing the mind back, in this case back to breathing, back to this breathing in the still body, sitting on the mat or the chair. Noticing what the breathing really feels like right now. The expansion of the inhalation and the release of the exhalation. Allowing ourselves to become interested in this natural rhythm of our life. If there is a strong sensation in the body, a pain or an ache, before moving or adjusting or stretching, it might be interesting to see if we can just notice with this stable, calming breath in the background, what does that sensation really feel like? Just be with that sensation for two or three breaths before moving, or perhaps finding that we don't need to move after all, that we can just allow the body to be still, including this strong sensation. So this is something to experiment with, part of the work of reducing how reactive we can be, is actually just to sit still, even when there's discomfort. We returning to the breathing. Just breath. If the mind's wandered off, just again gently returning to this feeling of the breathing in the body. Just like a strong sensation in the body, you can really grab hold of the attention, pulling us away from the breathing. Persistent thoughts in the mind can also grab hold of the attention, sometimes grabbing us into a loop of thinking, worrying, rumination. So just to notice if there is some persistent thought of the past, something that happened, or the future, something we're needing to do or concerned about. If the mind just keeps going back to a thought or a theme, just to note that. This is not the time to solve it or figure it out. There's a possibility here of taking a break from from that inner work that can be so constant sometimes. So perhaps just a note to yourself, worry about the future, or painful memory, or drowsiness, foggy mind. Just to note whatever that persistent state of mind may be. And then again, gently returning to the feeling of the body. The feeling of the breath in the body. Sometimes taking a few a little bit deeper breaths may help us with that transition back. But for the most part, just allowing the breath to be natural. Allowing the breath to be the breath. Just breathing with whatever is happening. Gently returning, feeling the sweep of the breath as it passes in and out of the body, bringing the oxygen that the body needs to sustain life. Respiration, inspiration, through this process of mindfulness of breathing and stilling the body. Even when inner conditions are challenging, it may be possible to feel a little bit of space, perhaps a little bit of ease, even with the difficulty. And this is cultivated through this taking time to just sit, to just breathe. to just be. And as we come to the end of our seated mindfulness of breathing practice, it may be helpful just to appreciate for a moment that you've made this effort, that you've taken this time, given yourself some space. And now, not being in too much of a hurry to get up right away, perhaps spending a few minutes stretching the shoulders, the back, the neck, perhaps even smiling a little bit, if that's possible, and then returning to the busy world of activity.